Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
Apple has overtaken Nvidia as the world's most valuable company, propelled by its AI-related investments and product strategy. Etched, an AI chip startup, is negotiating a valuation near $20 billion, even as AI chip stocks face a broader sell-off. Netflix has acquired Ben Affleck's AI startup, InterPositive, for $587 million to strengthen its AI content capabilities. Meta is set to double its computing capacity to 14 gigawatts by deploying its in-house Iris AI chip starting in September. OpenAI has introduced new metrics to evaluate AI investments, reflecting heightened investor scrutiny. Duolingo reported a 7.3% increase in user engagement, attributing the rise to AI-driven content enhancements. A coalition of Nobel laureates has signed the Rome Declaration, urging immediate global action to address the intertwined threats of nuclear weapons and artificial intelligence. The declaration specifically warns of the risk that AI could escalate nuclear warfare. In response, the White House has begun regulating access to advanced AI models, shifting oversight from technology companies to government authorities. Pope Francis's recent encyclical is being cited as a moral imperative to prevent AI-fueled nuclear conflict. Faith communities worldwide are developing new ethical frameworks to guide AI's development and deployment, emphasizing the necessity for global cooperation to mitigate existential risks posed by these technologies. Generative AI is fundamentally altering workplaces by automating tasks and changing job roles. Some Meta employees have alleged that AI systems were responsible for their dismissals, but courts have not granted immediate relief in these cases. Commentators are warning against excessive reliance on AI for work tasks, advocating for balanced integration to preserve human judgment and job security. These developments highlight the complex labor market impacts of AI adoption and underscore the need for updated workplace policies. Major League Baseball has banned the use of AI-assisted dugout iPads and prohibited AI dugout technology following concerns raised by player Adam Ottavino. This regulatory action is intended to preserve fair play and the integrity of the sport by limiting AI's influence on in-game strategy. The move reflects broader challenges in regulating AI applications within competitive environments. China has introduced its Moonshot AI and Kimi models, which now rival U.S. systems like Claude and ChatGPT in capability, signaling a significant narrowing of the U.S. technological lead. President Roman XI Jinping has launched an international AI alliance to promote global cooperation and governance, while criticizing U.S. restrictions on technology sharing. The United States has accused China of illicitly extracting foreign AI technology, a charge China denies. At the same time, China is rethinking smartphone design to better integrate AI functionalities. These developments intensify the U.S.-China tech rivalry and highlight China's strategic focus on achieving AI dominance, suggesting a shifting balance in global AI leadership. AI technologies are playing an increasingly important role in healthcare, particularly in drug discovery, where they support processes from target identification to clinical translation and accelerate pharmaceutical innovation. However, experts caution that AI chatbots may worsen disordered eating behaviors, underscoring the dual-edged nature of AI in medicine. These concerns point to the need for careful design and regulation of AI applications in healthcare to maximize benefits while mitigating risks to patient safety and mental health. Haywood Community College is advancing the integration of AI into its curriculum and campus operations, emphasizing responsible use to enhance learning outcomes and prepare students for AI-driven workplaces. This initiative reflects a broader trend in education, as institutions adapt to AI's expanding role in academic environments and seek to equip students with relevant skills for the evolving job market. Expect further developments as global competition, regulation, and ethical debates around AI continue to accelerate. More updates tomorrow on AI Pulse.